This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Yeah, I'd like to believe it is. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. You know, that's how we fix it. You become part of the solution. We talk it through. We come up with ways of beating it, fixing it, making it better. Right? I mean, you can't do it all alone. You're not that, believe me, you're not that smart. Okay? And none of us are. Always a pleasure. All right, I don't know, some of you guys listen to Todd Starnes. I know you do. And I do, I like Todd very much. And, man, I've known him for years and years and years. So about 6 months ago, YouTube shut down the Todd Starnes account. We've been through that twice. They banned him from the platform. He said he had a protest. He had posted a video of a speech delivered by President Trump. And that was the extent of my social media crime. YouTube said that the president's speech violated the community standards. And I was evicted from the community. That was disappointing news, and I began the task of filing appeals. He did it every week. You got notice this week that YouTube had gone back and reviewed my channel, and they determined that a mistake had been made. Years of this. I'll tell you what. Right? They told him they were sorry after looking at it. This is years ago, right? After looking at it, he didn't violate the guidelines. And they said, we're sorry for any frustration. Our mistake has caused you, and we appreciate you letting us know. I let you know every week for 3 years. Okay, yeah, no problem. We put your channel back on YouTube. I'm glad YouTube made this right. I would be very glad if you followed by my YouTube channel. You see, I'm not going to do it. I like Todd, and I know Todd. Not interested. Because, you know what? They funnel you down. They make it hard for you to get your information out there. They did it to us. And maybe Todd's a good billionaire. I don't know. But here's the deal. We lost between $2,500 and $3,000 a month in YouTube videos. Right? We had years of them on there. I got noticed that one of my videos violated community standards. And so I went, okay, I lost a video, whatever. They took it down. Then a couple days later, I got a notice that they demonetized all my videos. And at first, because it was funny, I was going out to dinner with Tammy, and I got a notice from YouTube, and it says, we have demonetized some of your videos. Some of your videos. Well, when I went and looked, they basically demonetized all 7 years at the time of my videos. All of them. So you're sitting there scratching your head and saying, well, okay, well, that's cool. All right, that was great. And I just stayed on there for you people. I mean, a lot of you people were going there to look at the videos. And a couple of weeks later, I got a strike too. And it had to do with a video that talked about the vaxes. Not what was in them, not the deep, dark secrets, not any of that stuff. But about natural immunity as opposed to vaxes. Right? And the next day, I get a notice that the channel's been pulled because of my continued and multiple violations, and you're done. That's what I got. Right? It's just hilarious. And you sit there and say to yourself, okay, that's that dictatorship that starts. And I realize I'm here screaming freedom of free press, right? Free speech and all of that. But in all sincerity, in reality, if you're going to allow the other side of the issue, you have to allow both. If you truly want people to read stuff, think of what they're talking about, this misinformation that you're putting out. So in other words, the left doesn't ever have any misinformation, do they? Only you. They can only stop you. They can only slow you down. Right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Last but not least, you got some skiers that are outraged over the statue of the Virgin Mary. The owners of a Mount Shasta ski park in California are facing an avalanche of criticism. Robin Merlo, the owner of the park, is building a 20-foot statue of the Virgin Mary overlooking the slopes. In the words of Robin Merlo, this statue is a promise of fulfillment, a true representation, a dedication to the family that our family has, we all value so much at the ski park. The goal is not to focus on any one religion, but to acknowledge and honor the beauty and spiritual power of the mountain we all love so much. Now, critics are demanding that the construction cease and desist. Again, telling a private park owner, a private owner, what they can and can't do. Right? They say the statue threatens to alienate members of ski community who do not share the same religious beliefs. Look, if you don't believe in Mary, if you don't believe in the spiritual side of everything, the statue there doesn't hurt you. He actually believes it's going to help keep you safe. It's his property. What's the problem? They go on to say that even in a private scenario, situation, local gathering places should always remain neutral and only promote inclusivity. So, I guess you wouldn't be welcome at my restaurant, my house, my whatever. Is that what's going to be next? All right, Dr. B's going to straighten me out. Good luck to her. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go.
Funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. All right. This is great. This is why I like the listeners. I got a somebody sent me a story. And when I was talking about the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, he said the last time Democrats took a GOP candidate off the ballot was in 1860. They wouldn't allow Abraham Lincoln's name on the ballots of their slave states. Gee. Yeah, well, see, they always do it for the right reason. What can I tell you? Anyhow, Joe Senior, our host, Dr. Bridget Melson, joins me as she does from time to time. Always appreciate her time with us, help us get through some of the craziness that's going. I mean, Dr. B, a lot of people after yesterday I got emails from people who said, what now? What are we going to do? This is crazy. They're just going to rule over us. I'm thinking they're already ruling over you, you know?
In every single way that they can. It's just unbelievable. There's so many things that, you know, are unconstitutional, that are unwarranted. It's all based on things that are not true. You know, looking at what Colorado did and why they did it, you know, stating, you know, the 14th Amendment, is that what it was? But looking at the videos, experiencing January 6th through the eyes of my friends and on Facebook Live, you know, that day, and seeing the truth of it all. We all know. You know, we all know who's corrupt and who isn't, and it's not us that is corrupt. But seeing innocent friends go to prison, you know, for things that BLM, you know, wouldn't even, they don't even breathe that way, right? It's incredible how just a double standard, right? It is.
They have a holier than thou, better than thou, superior attitude. That's why they have to, you know, lock us up, shut us down, tell us to be quiet. But, you know, somebody asked me this last time after you were on, and it's just a common thread that keeps happening. They use terms, you know, they call guys like me racist or homophobic or whatever. And, you know, now you've got the New York Times writers putting out there saying that Americans who oppose the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, right, support Confederates, support the Confederacy. They throw these things out there. It's because we're, from a psychological standpoint, we're so fragile these days. We'll bow down to it quickly because we want to be liked, right?
Yes, and yes, and truly the psychology behind it, it's what it is. It is all psychological, and you can convince people so easily to believe, you know, what you want them to believe so easily, and I can see heads shaking, and I'm like, don't shake your head. I can see you through the radio waves. Because I'm sure you've seen it. There's a popular video out with that college professor in a psych class showing people how easily, you know, literally the class is teaching people how to psychologically manipulate others, you know what I mean? And showing how you can do it in a good way. Like he's trying to tell you how easy it is. Have you seen that, professor?
I have not. I want to, but I have not. No.
It's great. I'll try to send you the video. So he stands up in class, and he has two circles, a pink circle and a blue circle, or a red circle and a green circle, something like that, on projected on the board there on the wall. And he said, one of these is bigger than the other. And he said, I want you all to look carefully and then raise your hand when I say the color and you think that one's the bigger one. So he's like, raise your hand if you think the red one's biggest. And so, you know, like half the class raised their hand. Raise your hand if you think the green one is biggest. And like, you know, like five people raise their hand. They're like, no, just because that looks small, I think that's the big one. You know what I mean? You're trying to manipulate us. And he goes, okay, so you all figured out which is the biggest and, you know, which is the smallest. And then he says, so why are you guys raising your hand? And they're like, well, because you said. And he goes, exactly. They're the exact same size. I told you coming out the gate one of these is bigger. And you immediately, it took 2 seconds. And it is so true. It's such, and these are college students, right? These are educated students in a master's and doctoral program. And it is, this is what they're doing. This is exactly, I look at Hollywood. They have to be the most gullible, immoral, just the most gullible people, spineless, and with no kind of foundation, and so shallow. And the new trend, right, in Hollywood right now is have your baby and then don't use any pronouns because they need to choose what they are. And so there's this huge movement now that they're following. They're like, oh, because you said it, it's right. Yes, we can't make them choose. That is terrible. That is abusive to make them choose whether they're a man, a female, or a male. And I'm just, my head is just spinning. And then, I mean, I can talk all night. I've been talking to friends and discussing, and I've probably lost so many Catholic friends in the last 48 hours after the Pope. Right, you saw the Pope's decision, right?
Oh, of course I did. And, you know, look at, I say it all the time. I mean, when you put one man, you say that one man is between you and Christ, this is what happens.
Correct. Correct. And it is, people don't understand how manipulative the father of lies is, and that's our enemy. And if you believe in God, you have to believe that there is an enemy, that there's, you know, somebody against, there's an antagonist to the story. You know, it just is. And I am seeing so many Catholic friends have to really face the fact that there is a devil, that there is evil, because you can say it all day long, but now they're having to choose, and they're just having to make so many excuses for the Pope right now. And, you know, I have, you know, one Catholic friend, I won't mention her name, that basically said, you know, Jesus created the Catholic Church. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, where? Find scripture. That's what I always say to these people. Laugh at them.
Do you know what scripture they use for that, right?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Well, it's just the same as, you know, when they quote Hail Mary, full of grace. I'm like, it says the woman is full. You know, it doesn't say Hail Mary. It doesn't say it like that. And if you read the context, we all have grace. She's favored because she obeyed the Lord. Well, so did Abraham. He's not sin-free. So did, you know, Abel. So did David. So did, right? It's like, what? Just what the churches, and, you know, it's the Mormon church. It's the JWs. I'm going to get so much email. It's all of these churches and these religions that are man-made because one person, you know, wanted to be prideful and wanted to have the focus on them. And, yes, somebody just messaged me and said that Protestant, you know, you're guilty too. And I'm like, I'm not, because I'm all about just Jesus. But you're right. Joel Osteen is a very false Protestant.
Right. Hold that thought. We have to go for commercial.
Okay.
All right. Pause it. Don't forget. Joel Osteen, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed.
Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid, monitoring, and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I'm back. Hopefully you guys are too. Joe Mathieu, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. She's a very busy lady these days, so when I get her on, I don't want to waste any of her time. Dr. B joins me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does. I always appreciate her input and the time she spends with us. And, you know, Dr., we were talking about the not purposely, but we're talking about the different religious beliefs because of what just went down with the Pope. And,
yes.
Again, he is a man. And as we saw, if they really want to get... They really want to get into the spirituality of everything. Even the apostles at the time of Christ were influenced, did and said wrong things because they were influenced by, you know, by the devil. So you just can't take a man and say, well, you know, he is the Pope, so we have to do everything he says. No, actually, you don't.
Correct. It's very clear to test the spirits, and that's what Scripture says. It's actually an actual Bible verse. It's not something a priest or pastor just said. And that is what I see that a lot of people in other religions, you know, including Muslims and, you know, Mormons and Catholics, don't know the Bible. They don't know the actual Word of God. I still have yet for one to show me Scripture within context other than that Hail Mary full of grace, which is not actually what the Scripture says, and then that Mary is a mother of God. That's not at all what it says, that she was the mother of Jesus. And Jesus was a man. Yes, God, you know.
Jesus was transgender. You obviously don't read.
That's right. I can't with the, oh, man. You know, I just thought I heard it.
God in the flesh was confused of his own creation. Apparently.
That's right.
Right? I'm
but
sorry.
Just,
I
no,
enjoyed
you're good.
This stuff.
It's just blasphemy, though, at this point, what the Pope is doing, what many Catholic priests are doing. I had another Catholic, you know, because they come at me, and I'm just like, I'm just going to love you through this. You need to open your eyes and realize what God is doing in this world. I mean, he is, with the Trump presidency and then the Biden presidency, you know, every year it's gotten exponentially, you know, more of an issue, I guess, bigger as far as God separating wheat from chaff. And the psychology, you know, again, that's me, the psychology behind it and people holding on to what they've known all of their lives. I get it. I get it. It's like hoarding. You're like hoarding your religion. You're not letting it go. And it is so the antithesis of God's word, which says you've got to release, sell everything, get rid of it. And
let's just be raw and real here for a minute, okay? We are the problem. The Christian church as a whole is the problem. They haven't taken their proper place in society. They haven't taken their proper roles. They're afraid to speak up because, as you know, Jesus said, don't be part of the world, even though you're in it.
Correct.
They want to be part of the world. They don't want to offend anybody. They don't want anybody to feel bad about what they believe or don't believe. So we have brought this on. At least I feel so myself. You know how I am about stuff like this. It's like you're supposed to step up. Now, then you have the split in, you think the denominations are bad, but then you have that split, and I don't know where you and I really never talked about this, where I believe in God's sovereignty, but I also believe that God doesn't break his own word. So you have people say, it doesn't matter how I pray. If I cheated on my wife, it's because it's God's will, because, you know, God's in control of everything, and everything happens because God wants it to happen. You guys hear yourselves? Are you for real?
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I'm a real studier of John MacArthur, and you know, he's in Oswald Chambers, and they're very logical and very to the point and very black and white. You know, John MacArthur's a Calvinist, but I wanted to hear, you know, it's predestination. You know, you're kind of touching on that too, right? People think, I'm going to live the way I am. Well, you've got to understand the complexity of predestination, and you're not going to understand it fully, just like you're never going to understand God or where he came from. Well, I don't understand it, where God came from, so therefore there is no God. Okay, well, if your little pea brain can understand where God came from, then we're all screwed, number one.
Right.
But predestination, there's so many levels to it, but literally I explained it like this because Allie's like, you know, so am I a Christian? And if I was predestined to not be, then I'm not. And I go, well, the element that you need to know is God just knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. He knows. He sees us. He sees us before birth. He sees us now. He sees us if we're in heaven or hell. It's, yes, predestined our life because he knows all of it. And so,
The argument you get, not to interrupt you, but the argument you get is that causative or determinant, right? I mean, does he cause it because he knows it and he doesn't stop it? But then I say to people,
yes,
no, you have free choice. Okay?
Yes and no.
Now,
yes and no.
Here, let me get your blood pressure up, okay?
Okay.
I used to say to my Christian friends, why do you try to stop abortion? First off, if you believe that everything that happens is God's will, then that's God's will. Shut up and leave it alone. That's number one. Number two is if you want to force somebody not to have an abortion, find a way to force them not to, aren't you interfering with their freedom, in America, their freedom of choice, but their free will? I mean, God wants us. I've always said abortion is an issue of the heart. It has nothing to do with the law. It has everything to do. We have taught these young girls, these kids, that there is no value in life. Absolutely none. All right. Go ahead. Analyze me.
Yes. So you're absolutely right. You know, people have asked me, you know, don't you believe in free will? They've asked me this because, I'm very outspoken mostly about my Christianity, and I know what I
thought
believe.
You were very introverted. I didn't know. So.
Yes, I know. I know it's hard to believe, but just a little surprise. I'm coming out on live radio. I'm a Christian. And I'm a Christ follower. I don't call myself a Christian because everybody calls themselves, but I'm a Christ follower. Yeah. I'm a follower of Christ. But with the abortion, yes. In essence, when people are like, why are you forcing this? I'm like, I'm not sitting there at Planned Parenthood and holding your legs together so you can't get it, whatever, you know, whatever, so you can not. So I cannot vote morally for it, to legalize it. That's my choice, right? I get a choice. If you want to, that's on you, and I will accept the law. You know, I appreciate that our Speaker of the House is like, I don't agree, but I will accept the law, because that's what people have said. I totally understand that. God doesn't accept it. You know, he's going to, but it's about free will at that point. And I'm going to always, people know, if they want to come to me, I don't bother my gay friends or family. I don't, you know, the ones that have had abortions or are thinking about it, I don't shove it down their throat. They know what I believe, and they can come to me. And what you just said a few minutes ago about Christians have kind of done this, and evangelicals have kind of created this, I agree. We need to stop hammering people when it becomes an argument. If it's a discussion and they're really seeking truth, then shoot scripture at them. When it turns around and they're like, look, F you, I don't want to hear it, then you need to be quiet. There's a verse about it in Matthew about wiping the dust off your feet and going. And then don't listen to the Joe Machina show. But
there
you
go.
Yeah. You're listening because you want to hear truth. And nobody's talking about it. So, yeah, what are you? Is that how you kind of are?
Yeah. Look at, if somebody even reads your posts online, right, you don't care what people think about you, and I don't either. Now, I've had pastors say to me, you know, you're a little tough, and how do you bring people in? I go, I don't have to bring them in. All I got to do is get them mad enough to hear what I have to say, and that's going to roll around their head for days. Okay?
Totally. And be consistent.
And they're going to have to do something about it, one way or the other.
1,000,000%. Oh, gosh, what did someone say? I get this a lot, too. Oh, you're so divisive. Like, I have, like, these little closet Christians, you know. You know, I didn't want to post this, but you're so divisive on Facebook. You know, Jesus wasn't divisive. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Do you know?
Have they read the Bible?
Did you know that they beat this man because he was divisive? Oh, if that is like a pet peeve, if you can't tell, when people say to me that I'm being divisive and that's not Christ-like. Lord have mercy. Do you know how many followers that man had? 12, barely. Barely. Because even they messed up. Peter couldn't even keep it together. So, yeah, that, and, you know, they say this about my, you know, psychology, you know, what I talk about, you know, the truth, because I go against the grain psychologically as well. I don't do this whole feeling cry room thing. Take responsibility. If you want to do something in life, go do it, or life will tell you, no, you can't. You know, we can't all be gymnasts. No, we cannot. You may go try, but you and I went to gymnast school for 5 years. We'd still not make it to the Olympics. They'd be like, no, go home. Yeah. But go try. That's your choice. But take responsibility for when you fail and when you succeed. And gosh, this whole movement of I can't and I just have a right. And I'm like,
Yeah. What about my truth, right? And I know we're going to tee off a lot of people.
Lord, don't get me
I always
started.
Got a kick out of that. Right? We got to go for a break.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Dr. B and myself. And you know what? I don't know. You better get a really cold drink because we're going to heat it up in the next segment.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. So Dr. B is with us, too. We were talking about my truth, but let me finish something up real quick. You know, Dr. B, I don't know what your past history is. I grew up in the Roman Catholic Church. They're a little tougher than regular type of churches. And I got to tell you something. The good things I got out of my Catholic upbringing was that God existed. God was there. God was watching over you. I mean, there was a constant mantra of that kind of thing. And I was joking with somebody that when I went to a Catholic funeral a while back, they're so good at, you can call it brainwashing, you can call it conditioning, I don't care what you want to call it. I knew when to sit, stand, and kneel and what the responses were because the Mass hasn't changed in 2,000 years.
Yeah.
Okay? I just got to say, unlike some of our quote unquote mainstream Christian kids, who are either lukewarm about God, their belief in God, the reality of God. I didn't see that as a Catholic growing up. We were always aware that God was watching us, watching slash over us. So to see it get to the point where it is today, where it's, you know, you've got a pope that's a devout socialist, always has been. And anyway, I just had to throw that in there because it's true. It is true that at one point in time, in my personal opinion, they wanted you to know about God. They wanted you to be involved with God. They wanted you to be all about the scripture. Long gone.
Yeah.
You know?
No, the priest dictates it, and it's just interesting. Like, where do you see in the Bible that Jesus is asking everyone to say, and also with you, and praise be to God, and so be it, and kneel, and stand up, and cross, you know, make the cross across your chest? There's
tradition,
none of that.
Right? It's tradition. Jesus has something to say about tradition.
It's religion, and religion, the definition, very definition of religion is that it's man-made. It's they've gotten the relationship is completely lost. It's a relationship with Jesus. That's what he talked about. That's what he preached on. That's what his parables were about. His time with his disciples was about getting one-on-one. It wasn't go to a priest, and then when you take communion, because the priest is specially, you know, knighted by the Lord, that becomes my actual flesh and blood. No, that's the disgusting. That's not what happens, and it's not scriptural. And I ask any of my Catholic friends, show me the scripture, show me the scripture, show me the scripture, tell me about the context. What did Jesus mean? They can't. They don't. They go away. All they do is say that I'm blasphemous myself and that I'm, you know, divisive, and I'm like, no, I'm asking you to show me because I'm trying to save you, because I can quote scripture in James. It says that if we save another sinner, another person that is not going the right way, if we save them from that, then they can, you know, reap eternal life, that we're doing a good thing. So, and I can boom, 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 scripture, scripture, scripture all day long, and, well, it's, you know, you can't cherry pick. I am not cherry picking. I can tell you the entire context.
I don't, you know what, years ago, I was always turned off by those people that came up to me, you know, and would quote, you know, chapter and verse and scripture, just kind of point there, because in those days, they really didn't help you apply it. They just threw it at you. You know what I'm saying? And that's not helping anybody. You have to use scripture in love. And, you know, I mean, there is a scripture, 1 John, it says, when we confess our sins, he's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, right? And I tell people, he doesn't say, if we confess our sins to the guy in the booth that you can't see and don't know, you know, it's all good after that. So.
Right, or to a woman that's dead and can't hear you, and is with Jesus, but is not a you know, perfect sinless goddess. It's an idol. You can do all the Hail Marys you want. It's not getting to God. It's not getting to Jesus. And it's not getting to Mary because she can't hear you.
Jesus was very specific about repetitious prayer too.
Absolutely.
That's why you have to study to show yourself approved. You have to study so you understand.
Correct. And John 14:6 is so clear. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Yep. That is really it. Drop the mic. There you go. So, it doesn't say except Mary and the saints and this person.
And that's my truth. Right, my truth. Right, Jesus is Lord. That's my truth.
That is my truth. That is the truth. And yes, God's truth is my truth. Yes, this whole, you know, concept of truth relativism, you know what I mean? It's when someone makes a claim, that claim is made true or false by what they believe or how they feel, rather than reality, how the world actually is. And that is all it is, and it doesn't work, and it's why Satan left the whole crowd of, you know, God and became his own, because his truth was that he was greater than God and that he knew better. That's what it gets you. That's whose side you're on. That's who you're following. And what this whole my truth thing has done, right, has led to what you and I talked about, you know, at the break there, is this culture. We have this culture now that is systematically designed and weaponized to destroy our children. And that is what relative truth gets you. And what people need to understand is God is not only will God judge your children as they get older and understand, right, because we have subjected them to this psychological warfare, But God will severely judge the parents. And that is, if you don't raise them in the nurture and abomination of the Lord, you're going to be judged because you are leading them literally to death, eternal death. So I know I don't sound like your average, you know, psychological bear, but this is why in my doctorate program, right, I got all A's and then a D in this whole, you know, relativism class, because I refuse to look at a society of where my morals, you know, where the morality is different than mine. And I said, well, mine is God's, and where our laws are based on the Ten Commandments and God. And if you have no morality, right? And this was what the professor and I went through. And he just said I was closed-minded, and he gave me a D. And I'm like, great. Proudest D I've ever gotten for not, you know, being willing to bend. But
you and I have talked about this stuff before, okay? And it applies to Christian parents and non-Christian parents as well. You've got parents out there that don't want their kids to feel bad. They don't want their kids to go through anything negative because maybe they don't like the way their parents talk to them. They don't like the way their parents punish them. They don't like the way blah, 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 blah. And you sit there and say to myself when I hear them saying these things, I'm going, so then anything goes. Because anything that makes your child happy for the moment, you're going to let him or her do. This is so far, A, off the Word of God. B, from a secular standpoint, that's not healthy for your children either, is it?
Not at all. Not at all. This war on our children, and that's exactly what it is, is having such deep psychological impact, an impact on them. You know, if you want to just take the spiritual relative, you know, you want to take the spiritual side out of it and God out of it, which I don't do very well. But just look at psychologically what it's doing. It's too much. God gives, okay, we have to take God out of it. Sorry. We are given children to parent them and to raise them. They can't raise themselves. And there is that whole culture, right, of parents that, you know, that hands-off parenting. I don't remember which actor just spoke about it, that we let them do what they want. We buy them, you know, this and that and the other thing, and whatever they want to do, they learn naturally. And I'm just like, what? Okay, yes, I'm all for consequences, but if they're free and they have a fork and they're heading towards the life bucket, you're just going to let nature take over? You know, it's just...
Well, it's called natural selection, Dr. B. I mean, come on.
No, that's true. You just want to jump in the pool because they're 18 months and they're headed for the pool. Let it work out. Okay. But, yeah, the culture is truly weaponized for the stray children, and I am blown away. I look at some of the statistics as, you know, abortion, for instance. We'll just start there. Those are kids. Those are babies. Those are children. Those are God's children. 62.5 million babies have been slaughtered in the womb since Roe v. Wade. 62.5 million.
Wow.
On top of that, so that's a lot of babies. But then you've got the kids now that when they make it to birth, right, they're now bombarded with anti-Christian teaching all over the place, especially in public schools. You know, I know that's your thing, you know, and you see it. But the influence of these anti-God, anti-Christ, anti-Scripture agenda in our schools is not only, you know, killing our country and our towns and our homes, but
total anti-morality. And if you try to bring up
completely
any kind of moral issues, you're ignorant, you're a 1950s kind of guy, why? Because I want somebody to treat my daughter well? Because, you know, I got pummeled by a progressive online for talking about how, you know, when your daughter goes to school the first year, tell her about some of the things, goes to college, tell her about some of the things to watch out for, because men are, you know, there's evil out there. And I go, why would you say that? What are you saying, she can't control herself or can't handle herself? No, I'm trying to protect my daughter. The job that I'm supposed to have. All right, we're at the top of the hour. Got to go for a quick break. When we come back, Dr. B will be with us. I'll learn to speak English eventually. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.